religious sense. But of course, chocolate's a big part of this weekend for lots of us. Sunday, the big chocolate day. So as we walk through the aisles and see the different eggs on offer, which are the best ones to get? Are we just paying for all that packaging? Which ones offer the best value for money? Well, Lee McCoy is a chocolate expert, a retailer and a reviewer, and he's on the line to us now. Hello, Lee.
Morning.
Come on then, give us a few chocolate Easter egg facts. How much are we all spending each year?
On year, we spend on average about £150 million between us all on Easter eggs, just on the shell eggs alone and on cream eggs that everyone seems to have. But it seems to be we're spending about £70 million. So there's an awful lot of money being spent at Easter.
That's an incredible amount. Easter is late this year. Has that made any difference at all?
Yes, quite a lot of people weren't used to it and were buying Easter eggs at the beginning of March. So they're sort of into the usual scheme of things and buying early. But it just caught everybody out. And all the retailers have been caught out.
I think it's quite funny, actually, because I bought early some eggs for a couple of children in our family who have to have special sort of eggs for dietary reasons. Mm-hmm. And I suddenly realised yesterday I haven't actually taken them to them yet. They've been in the cupboard for so long. So after the programme, I've got to go via their house to drop them off. So they do seem to cost a lot, these Easter eggs, given the tiny amount of chocolate that's actually in them.
That's the thing, because at Christmas, for example, everybody will buy a whole different range of products. You know, you've got flowers, perfume, etc. But Easter, it's all about the Easter egg, so people can charge basically what they like.
So what are the most popular brands? Who's offering good value for money?
Well,
tell us.
It's the supermarkets that are leading things. They're lost leading to try and bring people into the stores. So anything from Mars, Cadbury, Nestle, you can pretty much pick up for £1 to £2 for a medium egg.
£1 to £2. Gosh, that's something. At one time in my family, when my own children were young, we used to say we won't buy eggs because they get so many. We'll buy them a present instead. Mm. And the eggs were £4 or £5 or something, and you could buy them a nice little present for that. But you can't get anything for £1, can you?
You can in supermarkets. As to Sainsbury's, Tesco's, we'll be selling them for about £2 each, just to bring people through their stores so they'll buy all their alcohol and food for the Easter weekend to entertain the families.
What about these posh eggs? Because you get something that seems to have grown over the last few years is you get the old traditional ones with Smarties and stuff in, but there's some very glamorous eggs around.
There are. You can spend £40, £50, £60 in London quite easily and online. So, and these, I've spoken to some people, and they sold out to pretty much the beginning of March on these even expensive eggs.
Now, Lee, you're the editor at chocolatereviews.co.uk. Now, some of us would think that would be the perfect job. Do you spend all your time eating chocolate?
As much as I can. I have a day job as well, which keeps me occupied. But it's nice to get distracted and find out all about all the different chocolates from around the world.
So on Sunday, when everyone exchanges Easter eggs, would you look at one and think, oh, no, I couldn't eat any more?
Yes. My family's buying me a wheelbarrow this Easter.
Thank you very much indeed. That's a man having a wheelbarrow instead of an egg. Lee McCoy, the editor at chocolatereviews.co.uk. £1 or £2 for an egg. That's incredible.